So far, there's been a lot of learning. You know, there's a whole new offense and a brand new scheme, and so the coaches have been really trying to get down the details of the offense. And I think so far, so good. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of different things from what we did last year, and I think they've been pushing us pretty hard, and it's going to benefit during the season, I think.
Would it be fair to characterize it as more complicated or more complex than it was? And is that the biggest part of the learning challenge, or is it just because it's different?
Yeah, it's pretty complex, and there's a whole new – it's like I said, it's all new. We're running all over the place. There's a lot of guys in a lot of different spots and moving around a lot in formations, and there's adjustments you have to make that the details are a little bit more fine. You know, the fine-tuning of things is a little different from last year, and I think that's the hardest part, is just knowing where you got to go and know exactly what to do. And I think we get those little details down, you'll see this coming in OTAs, guys will be flying around.
Yeah, and those are coming up tomorrow. We want to talk about that, but also want to get back to the point of what the tight end means in this offense as well. When you consider that your head coach, Rob Jedzinski, a former tight end in college and in his previous work as a coordinator, how involved the tight end is in the offense, North Turner doing what he did in San Diego with a guy named Antonio Gates, who's probably headed for the Hall of Fame. As you see that as a tight end, what's it mean to you?
It's a big opportunity. You know, like you said, that they use the tight ends a lot. They stretch them up the field, get them up vertically, and they know what they're doing. They're proven that they can turn tight ends loose in this offense and really showcase them and showcase their athleticism with the guys they had. And even Coach Embry, tight ends coach, he coached Gonzalez his first couple of years in the league, and Fred Davis and Cooley. So they know what they're doing with the tight ends, and I'm just listening to them. They've got guys where they needed to be, and so I'm doing whatever they're telling me to do.
The biggest part of what's happened up to this point in the offseason program is the physical conditioning, strength work that you've been doing with Brad Roll, the Browns' new strength and conditioning coach. Give me a sense from your perspective on how you've benefited from that. What have been the focus points for you individually?
They're doing a lot of conditioning. We're doing a lot of running. I think guys are really in shape this year. You know that we're working out a lot, and along with the new food in the cafeteria is really beneficial for us as athletes. You know, we're getting our rest. They're really focused on that and eating right, and then incorporate that with the conditioning we're doing and the weightlifting we're doing with this kind of circuit type training. I think guys are really in shape and able to run longer and faster, and a lot of focus on stretching with these movements too. So I think injuries will be less, and just a lot of little things that I think really add up.
Is it my imagination? You do seem kind of bigger and stronger yourself. I mean, just the eyeball test. But, I mean, from your standpoint, have you changed physically just in terms of your overall makeup?
Definitely. You know, I think they do these little body fat things that we do, and I think every week it's decreasing and decreasing. And I think it's just, like I said, it's the new food in the cafeteria, and the way we're working out is a lot of running, and I think it's good, and it's, especially with this offense and the way we move, it's like we're running everywhere, so it definitely translates to the field.
Visiting with Jordan Cameron, Browns tight end, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about the OTAs. They start tomorrow and they run through Thursday. What will those entail compared to maybe what you did in the voluntary mini camp that was held? Just the differences there that you can expect overall. Is it a more advanced course of installation and again, learning what this offense will be all about?
Yeah, I think we'll have more time with our position coaches to kind of get the details of our own specific assignments down for tight ends and be blocking and footwork regarding that. And I think there's a lot of time. We're probably going to go back to install one and then kind of go over that with the first OTA and then go down the line as the OTAs progress. So I think there's a lot of fine-tuning in these next 10 practices that we have, and I think it's probably the most beneficial is to get all the little things down.
Are you setting some kind of individual goals for yourself through this offseason beyond the body fat thing, the counts with weight and gaining strength on the field? Are there certain things that you're focused on that you just want to say, okay, today or this week or this session, I want to improve here?
Yeah, you know, our coach gives us little note cards that says you need to get better at this, and that helps with my goals. You know, like the way we use our feet and our technique with the steps that we use in our hand placement. Like every day I go in thinking, all right, I got to get better doing this. I got to get better at getting my depth on my routes. Or there's definitely certain goals. It's kind of a day-by-day thing. And yeah, try to take it day by day, because it can get, it's a long haul, it's a marathon. So like, I focus on little things, and I think if you do that, like a daily thing, a routine where you write down what you're going to get better at that day and you focus on that, and then at the end of the season, I think if you keep doing that, it's going to really pay off and you'll really benefit from the little things that you were taking care of throughout the whole year.
And Jordan, it's going to be competitive. It always is. There are other tight ends on this team vying all for the spot, the top spot for playing time, whatever it might be. But let's be honest about it too. Ben Watson's no longer here. Alex Smith no longer here. Two veterans who are part of this team, and Watson, of course, who had held that primary role. There's an opportunity. There's a door open, I'm sure, that you see for yourself to seize. And going into year three, your mindset must be focused on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm ready for a bigger role. The opportunity's there, like you're saying, with the other guys gone. And I've had 2 years of sitting behind Ben and Alex and watching them, and they're perfect examples for me on and off the field. So it's definitely, think it's been a great thing being behind them and watching them, how they prepare for games and how they are in the classroom and how they work on it on the field. So, you know, I think I'm ready, and you know, I've been working my butt off for this moment, and you know, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, you just want to show it, and it's not about talking about it, obviously. No, it's about going out there, yeah, and showing it.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. You'll see. You know, I'm going to work my butt off, like I said, and I'm, like I said, ready for the opportunity, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get on the field and try to make a positive impact.
Great. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.